Shalom uvracha to all. This week's parsha is Parshas Ha'azinu. We are coming very close to the end of the Chamisha Chumshei Torah. Moshe's life is about to end. And before his demise on the last day of his life, he does two things. Ha'azinu, he sings the song of Torah. V'zod ha'bracha, he blesses the nation. Actually, last year in our Al Parsha Shir, we spoke about this dichotomy, that the last two things Moshe does, one is a song and two is a blessing. The very last pasuk of Parshas Vayelech tells us, Perek Lamed Al Pasuk Lamed, Vayedaber Moshe ba'osnei kol kahal Yisrael es divrei Ashur azos ad tumam. And Moshe spoke into the ears of the entire congregation of Israel the words of this song, Tumam, until their conclusion. And then Perek Lamed Beis Pasuk Aleph, the song begins, Ha'azinu Hashemayim Va'adabeira V'tishma Ha'aretz Imre Fi. Give ear, O heavens, and I will speak. Let the land, let the earth hear the words of my mouth. Ya'arov kamatar likechi. May my teaching drip like rain. Tizal katal imrasi. Make my utterance flow like dew. Kisirim aleidasa, like strong storm winds upon vegetation. Uchirivivim aleisev, and like vegetation, aleisev. I'm sorry, like raindrops. I'm sorry, upon grass. Okay, so that pasuk, let me clarify, pasuk base. May my teaching drip like rain. May my utterance flow like the dew, like storm winds upon vegetation, and like raindrops upon grass. Now, I want to talk about Pasuk Gimel, and that's what we're going to be speaking about in this shiur today. Okay. Pasuk Gimel tells us, Kishem Hashem Ekra, Havu Godal Elokeinu. Kishem Hashem Ekra, when I call out in the name of Hashem, Havu Godal Elokeinu, ascribe greatness to our God. We'll begin by quoting Rashi. What does Rashi have to say on this Pasuk? Kishem Hashem Ekra, Hare Ki Mishamesh Balashan Kashir. The word Ki here, when, serves the function of Kashir, when. In other words, when I call out in the name of God. When I call it and mention the name of God, then what says Moshe? Atem, you, Havu Godal Elokeinu. When I, Moshe, call out in the name of God, you, Israel, should ascribe greatness to our God. Ubarchu Shemo, you should bless his name. I'm quoting Rashi. Mikan Amu, from here, Chazal learn out, Sha'onin Baruch Shem Kvod Machuso, the Olam Va'ed, Achar Bracha Shabba Mikdash. From here, the sages learn out that after the Kohanim make the benediction, the blessing in the Mikdash with their divine service, what do the people answer? Baruch Shem Kvod Machuso, the Olam Va'ed. Achar Bracha Shabba Mikdash. Okay, so Moshe Rabbeinu says, Ka'asher Shem Hashem Ekra, when I call on the name of Hashem, Havu Godal Elokeinu, you will ascribe greatness to God. And from here, the sages learn out that when the Kohanim made the bracha in the Beit HaMikdash, the people responded with Baruch Shem Kavod Mechuso the Olam Vad. That is a quote Rashi is basing on Maseches Tainis. I will just quote from you for the Art Scroll footnote, and then we are going to go into Parsha Parables by Rabbi Mordechai Kamenetsky, the Rosh Yeshiva from the Yeshiva of South Shore. The name of Hashem connotes the explicit name of God, Kishem Hashem Ekra. This denotes and connotes the explicit name of God, which was mentioned only in the Beit HaMikdash. Therefore, when it says Kishem Hashem Ekra, when I call out on the name of God, this indicates that Moshe also used this name in the wilderness. Baruch Shem Kavod Machuso the Olam Va'ed, blessed is the name of the glory of his kingdom from all eternity, which is what the people answer, is a stronger expression of God's greatness than is Amen, which is the response to blessings outside the Beit HaMikdash. So when a person hears a blessing outside the Beit HaMikdash, they respond Amen, which stands for Kel Melech Ne'eman. When the Yidin, when the Jews heard the blessing in the Beit HaMikdash, what would they say? Baruch Shem Kavod Machuso the Olam Va'ed. Again, the pasuk is Kishem Hashem Ekra, when I call out in the name of God, Havu Godal Elokeinu, you will ascribe greatness to our God. I now go to the Sefer Parsha Parables Anthology by Rabbi Mordechai Kamenetsky. And he says as follows, and he brings us such a beautiful and a very important lesson. The final song of Moshe's life poetically predicts many of the future events that will face the Jewish nation. He begins the portion with the words of praise to Hashem. And Moshe states, when I call out the name of Hashem, ascribe greatness to our God. It would seem, says Rabbi Mordechai Kamenetsky, that every waking moment should be a time to ascribe greatness to God. Why is it only when I call on the name of Hashem, you ascribe greatness to God? Should we not be ascribing greatness to God every waking moment of our lives? But it seems to be that the Torah understands the practical side of human nature. The Torah recognizes there are mundane moments in which ascription to Hashem's greatness should not be at the forefront. Indeed, the Torah therefore says, we ascribe greatness to the name of the Lord when someone calls out in the name of Hashem. Okay, Moshe says, when I call in the name of Hashem, you ascribe greatness. When the Kohanim call in the name of Hashem, the people ascribe greatness. Rashi, he quotes Rashi, tells us that from this verse, the rabbis derived the law that people should respond, Baruch Shem Kaval Milchus, so the Olam Va'ed, after the recital of a benediction in the temple. It seems, says Rabbi Kamenetsky, that Moshe is teaching us only when he calls out in the name of Hashem, is it proper to ascribe greatness to God? Should I not ascribe greatness to God when I do laundry? I'm not joking, I'm being serious. Should I not ascribe greatness to God when I'm shopping in the supermarket? Should I not ascribe greatness to God when I'm cooking dinner? Why is it when Moshe calls out in the name of Hashem, when the Kohanim call in the name of Hashem, in that moment of religious ecstasy, then I only ascribe greatness to God? Isn't the Jewish way to always ascribe greatness to God in everything that we do? Rabbi Kamenetsky says only the mention of Hashem's name from a distinguished source, such as Moshe, or we could say from the Kohanim, or a moment of religious ecstasy evokes a response in which we must affirm his glory. Why? He answers with a parable / story, which is why the Sefer is called Parsha Parables. He always states a question, then tells a story or mashal, and then gives the answer. Listen to the following story. I know I don't usually tell stories in the OUL Parsha app and the Shiurim, but this story really spoke to me, and you'll hear why. Rav Elazar Menachem Shach, Zatzal, was fond of reciting the following story. He heard, Rav Shach heard, from the Strickover Rebbe. A Stolener Chassid, who was traveling on business, was once forced to spend a week in a town where the Charkover Rebbe had his shtibo. On Wednesday, the Chassid approached the Rebbe, and he said, could I stay and join the Rebbe for Shabbos? The Rebbe invited him warmly. The Stolener Chassid made an interesting request. Rabbi, said the man, I am a Stolener Chassid. Our custom in Stolen is to scream and shout out loud during the davening. I know in your shtibel you pray quietly, but I humbly request, may I shout during davening in your shtibel as if I were back home. The Rabbi, the chart cover Rabbi, responded sternly. What kind of practice is that, said the Rabbi to the Stolener Chassid. How can you stand in front of the king of the universe and shout? Here in Chartkov, we pray softly and with quiet trepidation. When you are with us, you must do the same. The man reluctantly agreed to conform to the Chartkover custom. That was Wednesday. Shabbos arrived. The Stolener Chassid contained himself respectfully until he reached the prayer of Nishmas. And in Nishmas, which of course is towards the end of Pesukei D'Zimra and Shachris, which details the greatness of the Almighty, Lufilu Maleshira Kayam, Ulishonenu Rina Kahamon Gala, Visifsosenu Shavach, Kamerchave Rakia, Einenu Meiro Kashamis, Vikayarech, Vedinu Pruso Kanishre Shamayim, Eina Nachnuma speaking, Behold Asacha! Suddenly the Chassid began shouting Hashem's praises at the top of his lungs. He remembered the rule, he quickly regained his composure, but his eyes could not avoid the stares of those fellows who were davening with him. Obviously, they were shocked at his outburst. After davening, the Chassid entered the Rebbe's study and he apologized for his outburst. The Chartkover Rebbe seemed perplexed. Why are you apologizing? Though we do not shout during the tefillah in our base madrash, there's a place in Yiddishkeit for those who are so inspired they must scream during davening. In fact, tsa'aka, shouting, is one of the 10 expressions of tefillah. There are 10 different gates of prayer. One of them is tsa'aka. You did nothing wrong. The Chassid was baffled. Rabbi, he said, when I came to you on Wednesday and I asked if I can shout, you admonished me. You told me I cannot shout. Now I shouted during Nishmas and you accept the behavior is legitimate. The Rabbi shook his head and he said, my dear son, when a Jew comes on Wednesday and declares that he has plans to shout on Shabbos, that is unacceptable. But when a Jew begins to pray and he is so enthused by the words that at that moment he raises his voice in utter ecstasy and passion, that is totally acceptable. You can't plan the religious fervor of the moment. You can't chart when you're going to hear the word of God in your life. You can't predict when the words of Torah will move your neshama to a place of such joy you will call out to Hashem. You can't say on Wednesday, Rabbi, on Shabbos, I'm going to scream during davening. But when you're in the middle of Nishmas and you contemplate, Ilu filu maleshua kayam, if my mouth was as vast as the waters of the sea. Ushonenu rina kahamon galav, and my tongue had as many waves as in the ocean, and my hands were outstretched like eagle's wings. I could still not thank you sufficiently. And you're moved by the words, like the great Raghachava Gaon said, when you learn Torah, Hashem's talking to you. When you daven, you're talking to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. It's not planned. It's a moment of intense dveikus to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. It's a moment of spirituality. When you learn Torah, and you're excited by an idea, by a chiddush, by a Torah thought, by the beauty, by the secret of Torah that's revealed before your eyes, that is kishem Hashem ekra. At that moment, when the name of God is being called out, havu gadol elokeinu, and it's not something a person can plan for or mark on the calendar or anticipate, but when you feel it, you know it. Whether it's the beauty on the heart of tefillah, or the depth and passion of God's voice in Limud Torah, you don't put it on the calendar. But when there's greatness being ascribed to God, we all call out in the name of Hashem. Concludes, I think it's so beautiful and very powerful. Mordechai Kamenetsky concludes, I once had an eccentric neighbor who would answer the phone, praise the Lord. In fact, it was so much part of her vernacular that asking her the time of day evoked a response. It is 12:15, praise the Lord, said my neighbor. This is Rabbi Kamenetsky concluding. Due to their frequency, her recurrent heavenly invocation soon became trite and meaningless. Moshe tells the nation, when one calls the name of Hashem, then you bring glory to our master. The very calling of Hashem's name with the proper intent and concentration must be an experience that will elevate and uplift everyone. And they will respond in kind, and they will all bring glory to Hashem. When someone has a beautiful piece of Torah to there and you're excited to share it, when you think of a chiddush, when you read a beautiful insight, when you feel connected to the Ribbono Shel Olam, when you see a beautiful sight in nature and you say, Baruch Nafshei Hashem, and you want to share that, not because you planned it, but because your neshama is so moved by the glory of God, that's kishem Hashem ekra. I call out spontaneously in the name of Hashem, havu gadol elokeinu, and all those who are with me want to join in as well. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu says. When I, Moshe, teach you the Torah of Hakadosh Baruch Hu, v'yada Moshe kikaron arpanu v'dabro ito. Moshe didn't know his face was beaming with light. When he calls out the name of Hashem, people cannot help but respond, havu gadol elokeinu. When the Kohanim, it was so apparent that the Shekhinah, so palpable the Shekhinah was there, when the Kohanim would make a bracha, people couldn't help, they couldn't hold themselves back from saying, Baruch Shem Kvav Mechusso L'Yolam Vad. And that has to be our approach in our Avodas Hashem as we journey through this Yom Tov season. We enter into a new year. Every Jew, of course, every neshama wants to improve in some way, maybe in many ways. We have to make sure we live a life where we hear God calling out to us. He's really calling out to us. Where we, Be'ezrat Hashem, find the joy in hearing His call. And when we share that joy with others, we will be calling out of the name of Hashem, and it will inspire others, all of us, every time we say Dvar Torah, the Shabbos Teva. Every time you share a chiddush, every time you point out something about Marbu Masech Hashem, you will inspire others by Arzus Hashem. Havu Gadol Elokeinu. I wish everybody a beautiful week, Be'ezrat Hashem, and a Shabbat Shalom. Kol Tov, and thank you to all.